What's your background?
All right. We're take two. welcome to the New Dimension Comics podcast, Ladies Night Special. I am John from New Dimension Comics. I am with four of the lovely ladies of the Pittsburgh Mills location's Ladies Night. They just wrapped up one of their meetings. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
I'm Ange. I've been on this before. Hopefully you all know me.
And you work for me. Whatever.
And yeah, I work here, yeah.
I'm Amanda.
I am Marissa.
And Megan.
Awesome. Awesome. And we just wrapped up...
Best Ladies Night ever.
Exactly. We'll get to that in a minute. Right. But for those who don't know what a Ladies Night is, let's talk a little bit...
ladies.
Well, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what Ladies Night at NDC is and what we do to make that awesome. And because a lot of you guys have been here since the beginning, since the first one. So tell me a little bit about Ladies Night.
Sell me. Who wants to talk?
Sell me on some Ladies Nights.
All right.
Don't make me feel like I'm going to be a creeper and I should come and see all the ladies every.
Yeah, I think you do that.
Hey.
You make other people want to be creepers.
No, I don't.
Sometimes
I don't.
You say things and it makes you shouldn't.
Okay, anyway. I only do it to people who are married to get their wives to come, and then I get to hang out with them because I already know them.
Right.
And then you get more ladies, so don't complain.
I'm not complaining. All right, so Ladies Night is, it's pretty much kind of like a book club. We read two comic issues every month. This month we read Bitch Plant number 1 and Odyssey. And what we do is talk about the books that, or the two books that we read, and then just talk about a bunch of nerdy stuff the rest of like the 2 hours we all hang out, 2-3 hours, usually until the store closes.
Nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
Love it. So.
But yeah.
Awesome. So tell me more. Like, what do you guys like about the club?
Since also, there are always snacks.
And you're not allowed to talk through most of this because you talk in all of it. And you're just going to keep talking. So let them talk a little. There you go.
There are always
I don't
snacks,
mean to yell at you,
kind
Ange.
Of exciting. Which is always a good thing. And like Ange said, we usually do two books. And on one occasion so far, we've done a trade, which was... A nice way to switch it up a little bit, but it's also nice not only to talk about comics, but we all come and, you know, we talk about that for a little while, and then we can kind of, you know, bond about
nerdiness,
things that we all enjoy,
yeah.
Or don't enjoy. That yeah. Also comes up a lot.
Make Sam do the Jon Snow voice almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
Nerd girls, crazy.
I personally like it because I read comic books when I was really little, but I haven't in a long time, so it was kind of a nice way to get back into it. You get issue. You usually pick the number one issues, the first ones, which is nice because if you find a series you like, it's something you can stick to. And again, it's just a great way to make friends and talk about nerdy stuff.
Have a lot in common when you normally don't want to talk about this kind of stuff to other normal sociable people. So you have a.
Why are you ashamed,
Amanda? I'm not ashamed. I just, you know, you just.
I don't want anybody to know that I'm a nerd.
Like, a reference that nobody's going to get, like, you know, about the TARDIS or...
Yeah, it's not so much shame, it's just people just
don't,
care.
They don't get it, they don't get your jokes, and you're like, okay, that was wasted on you, okay.
Fair.
But luckily, I get to see Ange on a daily basis, so we can usually nerd out together. So, yeah. That
I can only imagine what that's like, because I only get to work with Ange once a week.
Yeah.
So...
I sneak into her office and be like, blah, blah.
And we talk about stuff and geek out and...
Oh my God! Did you see Constantine? Oh my God!
She has not watched Constantine.
I don't watch Constantine. Yeah. All
right.
I might.
So, what got each of you into comics? I guess. In order in which that would make you want to be a part of the Ladies' Night.
Okay. Like Megan, I read comics when I was a kid, and I loved them. And my dad read comics too. Actually, he still does. Like, I'll still. Buy him. I actually just bought him the first issue of Sergeant Rock, which was super hard to find, like the collection.
Oh yeah.
And especially since the comic book store opened up, that was amazing. Cause I'm like, I definitely want to start reading more comics. And then I met Ange, and she totally drove that force for me. And then she talked about doing Ladies Comic Book Night. I'm like, that's amazing. We should totally do that. And
cool.
It was awesome.
I really never. was interested in comics when I was younger. I never had that exposure whatsoever. So I think it was about, in 2008 or something when the movies really started to come out. And I was like, wow, this is actually kind of cool, and I want to know more. And so I picked up, you know, a comic here and there, and I didn't really understand that, you know, they kind of went in order. And had
this is a storyline.
What? I was like, what is that?
I
was
why
like,
do this, I get this cover's really cool.
I'll buy this. And so I, you know, was kind of not so intelligent in that point in time. But then a little comic called Hawkeye came out, and I and I started to read that one, and that was the first one that I started to read.
It was the catalyst
monthly until it was not so monthly, and then it all spiraled out of control from there.
Fair.
I think for me the movie aspect's another big one. Movies are probably one of my top biggest passions, and most of these movies are based on some story or another. So. I figured why not started a comic book store, came in and started asking questions, and one thing led to another.
You happen to ask the right questions. Woo! That's awesome. That's awesome. So Ladies Comic Book Night meets every last Thursday of the month.
At 6 o'clock.
Snacks. At the Mills. 6 o'clock. Don't show up at C3 because they won't be there.
I just try to provide snacks because that's like dinner time. So we had Chex Mix for dinner.
Yeah, we're going to have cupcakes next month.
Chex Mix and cookies.
Like, I don't think I've ever been to one that didn't have snacks. Even the first one, I think, had snacks.
I think the first one did not have snacks. The second one definitely did. Because I'm like, I think we need snacks.
No, maybe someone just happened to be eating at the first one.
Yeah, probably what it
might have been eating a banana sandwich. But,
Tread carefully, though. I'm addicted to chocolate-covered pretzels now.
Nice.
Those are really good, though. They were. That was a good little Christmas thing.
They came out with some for Valentine's Day, and I bought some.
See? Selling point. Snacks.
Yeah, totally. If nothing else, come for the snacks. I mean, no, it's great. I love the fact that we get like a dozen to 15 ladies every single month to hang out and talk about nerdy stuff. And you don't see that a lot. And there was part of tonight, there was a discussion about like other shops that don't push that kind of thing or accept that. And Marissa, you were actually talking about it, right?
I was. And I said that the first time I ever walked into a comic shop was this location, and I have never felt more welcome in any kind of comic shop. So when I happened to venture into another one, and I kind of expected that treatment and was not given that treatment and kind of treated like an outsider, it was a shock.
Oh, wow.
So I come back here, and it's just nice because you...
You're always welcome.
Always welcome.
It's like home.
It is like home. So. It's nice.
Yeah, because like, you know, as manager of a location, like I tell my staff a lot of things, and one of them I told was, I was talking to Ryan the other day, and I said, you always have to treat it like the party is in here, and if you go to a party and you have to ask where everything is and who's here, then it's awkward and you don't feel welcome. But if you walk in the door and they're like, hey, yeah. Norm, you know, yeah. Dude, the keg's over here. Like, you know, you want to show them where the good stuff is. Yeah. So walk them over to the keg and have them do a keg stand, you know, and like fill them up with dollar books and all kinds of cool things. It's a totally different atmosphere. And I'm glad that it works out to where, you know, ladies feel welcome, because that's a big thing with comic books, comic book stores right now. It's a bigger push in general, which leads into tonight's meeting. So tonight's meeting was a little crazy, a little cool.
Crazy awesome.
Yeah, a lot cool.
Awesome. As some of you listening may know, I set up something really cool that Ange was not allowed to know about. And most of the staff knew about it. So when I told her about it about an hour before everybody else, everyone else was standing around the table and we're all hovering. Waiting for it. We're waiting for it. So Ange, why don't you tell them what my surprise was?
So he's like, so I got Kelly Sue DeConnick to sign Bitch Plant for you all, but she's all going to sign them for you personally on Skype. And you're going to Skype with her tonight at your meeting. And I'm just like, I don't know if I made a noise, but
you were like stone silent and your face just got real red.
I started crying.
It was pretty. It was pretty epic.
I think like Ryan or Brian was like, "Wow!" And I'm just like, oh.
Nobody got a video of this.
No,
I know. I was actually surprised.
No, we didn't want to. We didn't want to have to show that to everyone because we would have. Exactly. We probably would have posted it on our Facebook and been like, "Look at Ange freaking out!" No, I was glad to do that. Like a couple months ago, you and I started talking about cool things we could do for the ladies' night year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, my show's coming up, and that's around the same time. So I was trying to get people to come to the show. So Vito Del Sante happened to be here, and I was talking about like how I'd really like to get like Matt Fraction and Kelly Sudikonik in.
Yeah.
And he's like, email them. They're really cool. I know them. And I was like, all right, well, I'll check it out. So I sent Kelly Sue an email because I was like, they're reading Bitch Planet. I'll talk to her. And then if we can get Matt, that's cool too. Like, that's a bonus. Like, I really just want to get Kelly on here because she's awesome. And so I email her, and I get a hold of her email, and I send it to her. And I ask her to come to the show, and then I also tell her about Ladies' Night. And I was like, you know, because you guys have read every single number one she has put out in the last year.
Yeah.
Everything from Ghost and Captain Marvel and
Pretty Deadly
and Bitch Planet. And I think that's it.
Four, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have at least read a quarterly book by Kelly Sue DeConnick.
Yeah.
including the first meeting was that Captain Marvel number one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was really pumped. She was like, yeah, I want to do something. Like let's sign books or something, and I can send you stuff. Whatever you want to do is cool. And I'm like, whatever you want to do is cool. Because you're freaking Kelly Sue DeConnick.
Yeah.
And we worked it out where she would sign. I mailed her 15 copies of the book, mm-hmm. and which was surprisingly cheap to send them to Oregon, to be honest. But besides that, so I sent them out like 2 weeks ago, and I get an email from her assistant says she got them and she's ready to roll. And last night I confirmed that everything was still in the books, and she's like, I'll Skype in the meeting and it'd be great, and I'll sign them all personally. And I'm like, holy freaking crap, this is awesome. I'm like, I wish I could be at Ladies Night and be part of Ladies Night. One day that I wish I were a lady.
You were part of it. Yeah.
I mean, I have the moobs, but
an honorary
close
lady.
Enough.
Yeah.
I am a Palkery. So so that was pretty much how that rolled out. And then I was like waiting for her to do the request, and I was like, yeah, I have a surprise. And like the best was like when she answers, and I'm like, hey, you're ready to do this? Because I didn't want to say her name.
Yeah.
I was like, you ready to do this? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. Kelly Sue DeConnick, meet the Ladies' Night. And I flip around my computer, and you guys are just like, duh. And she's like, hi. And eventually I start hearing noise because I was like, oh, did I break them?
It's like you can't just drop something. What?
Yeah.
Because none of them knew. Because like I'm really proud that a group like this can exist in general.
Yeah.
Let alone I'm pretty sure we're the only one in the city or possibly, dare I say, Western PA.
What? Yeah, west, not east. Ooh.
Yeah, not Eastern PA.
Oh, I don't know my directions apparently.
And just all over. Well, eastern side of the city, but
there you go.
Still Western PA. So let's talk about how awesome.
So I was really excited after you told me for Marissa's reaction, because she came in and I think I'm just like, she's like, Samantha was like, I'm like, you better go pee now. Are you gonna pee your pants?
Are you glad?
I'm actually gonna need a piddle pad. Right.
Were you glad that you did get, that you guys all went to the restroom?
Yes, I'm
those who went.
Yes, I
did. Yeah, okay. So.
But it was awesome. Really cool. We all asked her a bunch of questions about like Bitch Planet and Pretty Deadly and Captain Marvel and just about writing in general. And it was like really cool. I think there were parts of like silence because we're all like, still like
starstruck.
Like, so it's like I fangirled a little bit. Just a little bit.
There was a specific part where you really fangirled because I fangirled everywhere. At that point.
Like in like the last 10 minutes, Kelly Sue's like, oh, I think Matt's home. Hold on. and come back. And Matt Fraction's sitting at her desk. And then she's sitting next to him. And like Marissa's all like,
and I'm standing right behind her. And we're both like,
John's like, I'm waiting
drooling.
For John. Like,
like, oh my God. I had mentally prepared myself. What's that?
Your man crush is there.
Oh my God. I told her that. Yeah, I was like, I have a man crush on your husband, just so you know. And it was crazy because like I had prepared myself to talk to Kelly Sue.
Right, yeah.
But I did not prepare myself for Matt Fraction to randomly show up. I was
you had time to prepare yourself for her. We had neither. No preparation time.
I had 45 minutes.
I was a surprise for you guys. There's a difference. I had to be a professional.
Yeah.
This is the business I'm in. And I totally fanboyed all over it. And
and we got to tell Matt Fraction your how we all knew you as Hawkeye girl.
Hawkeye girl.
That happened.
And he gave you a.
And he gave me the sex criminal variant of Bitch Planet.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a post-it note with the first cover on it, like all female parts included.
And the
70s bush, yes. I love that he placed it perfectly over the girl on the cover and just made her have 70s bush. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, I thought he took it out at first and then drew it on the comic, but then I saw the post and that's still pretty cool.
So
it's like I already have a signed comic from him hanging on my wall, and that one's gonna go right next to it.
Nice.
Right.
What do you have signed by him?
Hawkeye.
I assumed as much.
That came in, and I was like,
no, I didn't even get it here.
Oh, really?
Because I like eBay or something.
Oh, I totally got one in, and I was like,
he told me, and I
was like, look, and you were just like, I don't have the money for that, and I was like,
no, you told me the day before it came in.
Oh, that's right.
And I came in the next day, and it was not
already gone
or something.
I think I bought it actually.
Oh, Marissa, look at this. Oh, I'm going to buy it.
Uh-huh.
When you were like, meh, it's like, I at least gave you till I came in the store that day. So you had 3 hours to buy it.
That's long enough.
Right.
So.
It's like, well, I have one on my wall. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So what else did you guys talk about? Because I only heard parts of it because I was doing actual manager stuff.
Well, Sam was asking her some questions about, I think it's like the paper she's writing for school about
personified death.
Yeah. And I think she typed it all in her phone, so she's going to use that as an interview thing for her paper.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool. I'm glad that we could help with that part too.
And then she was fangirling. She's like, this is exactly what I'm writing about.
Yeah. And then Sam also said some people at school were doing papers on Bitch Planet, and Kelly Sue's like, oh really? And she's like, yeah, at least two people are. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
That's awesome. IUP being cool.
Yeah, Sam said literally yesterday she was recommending Bitch Planet to her entire cohort and everyone at school, and then this happened.
Yeah.
So now she's gonna go and be like, suck it. Guess what I did last night?
It's definitely great to meet somebody that you're reading their work, and the artwork is fantastic. The stories are fantastic, and especially even for somebody new like me who's new to the whole comic book realm, it's kind of a nice way to get connected and really draw you in. So
right. Yeah, and this is just, it's weird for me because you guys are talking to her and I'm just watching her and listening to her, and so much about her mannerisms and how she speaks reminds me so much of my wife. It was really weird. I was like, is this why I like you so much? Or is this why I like my wife so much?
Oh.
And I'm like, I knew my wife long before I knew who you were. So I guess that's pretty much it. But,
yeah.
She's awesome. Very down to earth. Very real.
Right.
Very honest.
And that's what I really like about her. She's not in your face about anything. But when she needs to be, she can be. And
definitely.
You know.
I just thought at the end there, she was with the feminism thing. And it was nice to see someone so passionate about a cause.
Yeah.
I thought she's like, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I'm like, no, we're all like, no, it's awesome. Because it's just nice to see.
And it's all something we've experienced ourselves.
Exactly, yes.
So to hear it put into terms that, it was nice.
Yeah, and not in a manner that's necessarily condemning.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't in general.
Which was nice that she was like, John, don't worry about this. you're okay. And I'm like, okay,
very realistic.
Thanks.
It's like Kelly Sue said, I'm okay.
The feminism you hear a lot now where it's like, it's very bad man, very negative, and which I disagree with. You know, everyone needs to be equal. You know, men are care providers for their children too. She brought that up, how her husband never gets asked about how does he balance his career and his family, and I thought that was really
cool. How does he write a strong male character?
Strong male character, yeah. And so I thought that was nice because dads are in the home more now too, and so everything's kind of being more equal and balanced out. And I think that's feminism.
Yeah.
And so and which she agrees with, and which I really admire. So I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great to see what other stuff she comes out with.
I really hope she gets She-Hulk. I really do. I asked her. She said no. Or she hasn't been approached by it, but that would be...
She has so...
Think about that!
Both of them do so much. It's like, how are you married, have kids, and both write like three books? It's like crazy.
Four? Well, okay, I guess she isn't writing Ghost anymore, so... Three.
I would like her to do that children's book she talked about.
Yeah, that sounded pretty cool.
Matt's only got two, though, I think, right now.
The Casanova.
Oh, yeah, Casanova. That's right. I was like, what am I missing? Oh, Casanova. Because, you know, the volume two just started.
Well, I mean, I guess... So. Right. Oh, yeah, Hawkeye's still going on for one more issue.
One more issue.
Well, then there's New Hawkeye. Don't worry.
Actually, New Hawkeye starts before Old Hawkeye ends. Yeah. New Hawkeye's next week.
I'm still counting on May for the end of Hawkeye.
It'll be out for Free Comic Book Day.
It was supposed to be out in, like, November,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm betting on May.
It's mostly, from what I understand, the art. Like, so
Agent May.
It just takes,
like,
takes forever.
Shield, I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. But
wow.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah, definitely a good night.
I thought it was cool that she took time to talk to each and every single one of you. Like, yeah. You know, and this was totally just like, well, it's Thursday, whatever. Like,
and she didn't just, like, sign the books and put our names on and stuff. She actually personalized each one. And,
right.
Like,
that was really cool.
I think it was Katie. She, like, made, like, the really long hair.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she, like, held everyone up to the camera so you could see it real nice and big. That was
awesome.
She
gave you the crown because...
Yep.
Yeah, because my priorities are me. Apparently.
Like, way to go.
Way to go, princess.
She was like, I was too awesome to be here on time.
Sad, it's not normally me.
No, yeah, it's okay. We're just giving you crap.
But, no, I'm glad that all you guys liked it. And
it was so great. And we got, like, awesome. A high for days. Yeah. Like, I still, my stomach's still kind of like, ugh.
It's like, I have to find people that I can brag to that happened.
Oh, I'm totally going to rub it into, like, all my comic friends. Like, guess who I got to talk to last night? So
I think it'll be nice because I'll be able to get more of an appreciation for her now since I'm new to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
Because this was like the first artist you've ever met, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first one for me, and I didn't realize I'd read so many of her books. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, when I said that, like after the meeting was over and you guys were just kind of hanging out, and I said, you guys realize you've read four of her books, right? And like three or four of you were like, yeah, and then everybody else was like, what? I'm like, yeah. Yeah,
and I felt bad because, I mean, obviously I wasn't as much awe as you two were, which is kind of a shame, but now when I read them now,
Matt's dreamy, what can I say?
Greater appreciation.
It's that beard. But,
I bought that cover of Sex Criminals where it's him and Chip.
Oh.
Like the,
oh, they're like sitting there like the family portrait?
Yeah, I bought that.
That's awesome.
That was amazing.
So, I think, like... Kelly could do that with somebody. That'd be cool. Like one of our artists. Like how cool would it be to like have like her like doing like a mock of the cover of Bitch Planet number one and like just being like, like
that'd be
awesome.
Yeah.
So in like the orange jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was also really cool that she talked about how hard it was to not pay attention to other things in pop culture so that she could write it the way she needed it to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like how hard it was to not watch Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like, I was just like blown away. Cause I'm like, I don't know anybody that hasn't watched that show.
I have not watched that show.
I have not.
I've only seen like an episode. So.
My wife loves that freaking show. And like the first half, I was like, meh, whatever. But by the second half, I was like, all right, I'm invested. Crap. And then season two came out.
I gotta finish this.
Yeah.
Same thing. Butts. It was like Lost. Like, took me a while to get into Lost. Like, season two premiere was the first episode of Lost I ever watched. And my friend, this is when it was airing. And my friend goes, dude, season two premieres tonight. You want to hang out and watch? I was like, sure. Like, what? I don't have anything to do. And I watch it and I'm just like, oh my God, that was so good. But I don't know what the hell's going on. You know? And that's, I feel that way like when people hit me with comics, like certain books, and they're like, you need to check this out. And I'm like, okay. And I check it out, and I'm like, oh, damn it. You're issue 129. That means I'm going to spend a lot of money now.
How many trades do I have to buy?
Like, Chris Stoner did that to me with X-Factor, Peter David's X-Factor. He goes, just read the first issue, because it was a dollar book. Read the first issue. And he goes, when you get to the last page, you're going to get stuck. And I was like, I don't know. So, like, because I liked Peter David. I liked, you know, Spider-Man 2099. I liked his Aquaman. I'm reading it. All of a sudden, I'm like, I am the X Factor. And I was like, Screw you, stoner. Oh, damn it. And then I bought 12 trades to catch up to where they were coming out singly. And then I went back and bought them all as singles. Wow. Luckily, I bought them all in a set. They were like, it was like $100. I got like all 50 issues for like $2 a piece. Yeah, it wasn't bad. But it was crazy. I was just like, ugh. But now I do that to people with Bitch Planet. I do it with Sex Criminals. I do it.
Yeah, like I read like Captain Marvel and Sex Criminals both in trade. But I really, and I think both of the second volumes of both of them are coming out soon.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I want to read the single issue so bad because I hate this waiting, but I read too much.
Captain Marvel's good. I don't know if I could not read it.
I love how she brings her fat orange cat everywhere.
It's not really a cat, though.
It's like your cat, Cocky.
Oh, wait, you might not know that because you haven't read Volume 2
yet.
Okay, sorry.
Apparently, there's no cat now.
Sorry.
So Rocket was right.
Yep. There's some really good scenes with it. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it's really funny.
I know in like the first trade, Rocket's trying to kill the cat because it's not a cat. It's right. My cat.
Leave my cat alone. No, it's definitely not a cat.
I need to catch up on
this. It's super good.
I read the first trade, and that's it.
Yeah, you need to, like,
need
the last issue of that series, like, it'll blow your mind with that cat. You're just like, what is going on?
Is it in human situation?
No, but it's cool. So that's pretty much, unless you guys want to talk some more about how awesome tonight was and more ladies' night things, like, that's pretty much all I got. But it was a short one, like 25 minutes, half hour.
It doesn't always have to be 2 hours.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Do a podcast.
It doesn't. I feel everybody's kind of a little spent after all the craziness.
I'm still kind of flustered.
Yeah. Or it's like you're now off the high and you're just like, oh, I just want to go to bed.
I just want
some
tea.
No, that's
going
to last for a while.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to probably not be able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I concur with that.
Yeah.
We got them both.
I know. I was definitely not expecting Matt to be there. And I also thought it was cool, like, so she's sitting in her office in her house, and it's like when she first answered, I was like, I know that room. And it's the room you see, like, in all the back of the issues where she's just sitting there writing, and you're just like, holy crap. Like, you're in their house. And then, like, when she went to get mad, I was like, oh, my God, it's the diffraction house. And I'm, like,
so
peeking.
Creepy.
And I'm, like, creeping in their, like, look at their house, like, oh, look, there's a bookcase.
What's on
the bookcase?
Could they be books? Literature?
Right? I felt like such a creeper. I was like, oh, my God, this is cool.
It was really cool that, like, back shelf she had a bunch of, like, stuff from Pretty Deadly, and she had, like, this skeleton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
I had
cool.
seen her post pictures of the skeleton before, but then I was like, oh, my God, it's there.
Can we talk about how awesome her chair was?
Yeah.
The fuzzy chair.
The fuzzy white fur chair. I was like, she got up, I'm like, is that fur?
She's like, I got that from Pier 1 Team.
Yeah.
Pottery Barn.
I was like, what?
I'm like, why is that
what?
A thing?
Or how she yelled for her kids.
Like, yelling at the kids. Calm down. Calm down. Mom's on a Skype. Mom's talking to Pittsburgh. Calm down. So, but yeah, they're out in Oregon. She was at Comics Pro, which is it's a meeting for the top, like, 20 to 50 comic shops in the world. And my owner was at it. Like, you know, we were represented there. So I wanted to be like, so how was Comics Pro? But then I realized that the 15 of you had no idea what I was talking about. So it's like, I'll wait till later. So, but yeah, like, you know, she did a great, you can actually watch the presentation. So
I know she said Matt had a presentation thing too.
Yeah, they both talked. And then they both got signed for that Universal TV thing. Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And we got to get a little bit of a scoop on it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
He said that any of their comics are fair game. Which kind of blows my mind. Because literally anything that they've written, I would watch.
Totally watch.
Anything creator owned.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So,
that's kind of what I meant.
Yeah. Right. So, like, none of the Marvel and DC stuff, which kind of sucks because, like, that Hawkeye. Matt's Hawkeye would be probably one of the funniest TV shows in the world.
Yeah. It wouldn't translate well to a movie, but I think a TV show would be.
I think it would be
beautiful.
Yeah. It would be like everything people hoped Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be.
Agents
but
of S.H.I.E.L.D. is awesome.
Yeah. It is. Like, okay, after the mid-season finale, after the first mid-season.
I have not watched season 2 yet. I just finished watching season one like a month ago.
Season one, it got good at the middle of season one.
I really liked all of season one. Yeah, I was just so mad.
But like Pretty Deadly would be that would be a really good show. Like it'd be a good like
that would be a good like mini series, like one of like those, you know, yeah, they have like a, like 2 hours every night for like,
yeah, yeah,
like
for like
3 days,
yeah. Yeah. Like The Stand, when they redid The Stand.
Right, yeah.
You know, like that, or like Under the Dome. Yeah. Like they could do it for like a single season, 10 episodes.
Like The Shining.
Well, yeah. Because Stephen King translates really well into that. But his son's book can't get turned into anything. I mean, he gets a pilot.
Weren't they going to do something with like The Cape or Lock and Key?
They did a pilot for Lock and Key, and it was actually filmed in Evan City.
Oh, cool.
And I actually got to meet Joe Hill when he was here for that, because he came in and
I actually
signed some Lock and Key stuff.
Have some of my Lock and Key stuff signed by Joe Hill, because when I lived in New Hampshire, he'd go to like this one con.
Yeah.
I never actually got to meet him, but the comic store.
They live up there, don't
right.
they?
Right. Yeah. But so like the comic store I used to go to, they had all like him sign all the hardcovers. So I have like the first three volumes hardcover signed by Joe Hill. I'm like, that would be. I'm like, this is cool, but it'd be even cooler if I actually met him when he signed these.
He totally looks like his dad in the 70s.
Right, he totally
like,
does, yeah.
Except he has straight hair.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of people
it's
know
like,
that he's
it's like Paul McCartney.
Stephen King's son.
Paul McCartney to here.
Yeah.
And then Stephen King from here down.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got like this giant beard, and I'm just like, oh man, I just want you to turn green and mossy like your dad did in the Creepshow movie. He was in Creepshow. Joe Hill was in Creepshow. He was the little kid that turned into Mark Hamill. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, the one who collects everything with the big red car. Like, and he's talking to, like, the dude in the squirrel suit. And he's like, don't throw away anything. Save everything. And blah, blah, blah,
I don't
blah, blah, blah,
that.
Blah.
Yeah,
and then, like, he gets old and he has, like, a big beard and he's trying to find change for gas out of this stein.
Is that Creepshow?
Yeah.
Is it the second one? Because I remember. Maybe
I think it was
first.
The first one.
It's not. No. The first one's definitely the one with Stephen King. And then,
imagine that.
Well, with the green thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the one with, like, I think Leslie Nielsen and Ted Danson with, like, the beach. Oh
my, yeah.
There's that
Ted
one.
Ted Danson.
And then there's the raft one.
Yeah.
Because that always scared the crap out of me. And
is
I
that the one where, like,
the like, that
the,
black crap
yeah,
in the
yeah,
lake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
by the
and
way,
the
this
fourth
is how
part.
Late night go. You know, we
yeah. tangents.
Stay on topic in the beginning, and then it's all stuff after.
It's okay though, but yeah, like
tangents at every corner.
The other
table.
Part of that, there's like a little kid who.
There's a little
like,
kid
up.
Like running away from bullies, and because the fourth one is with the cigar smoke Indian guy. That's
right.
All of Creepshow 1. I don't remember Creepshow 2 at all.
Yeah, whatever.
Like
anyway.
Sorry.
It was really good.
It's like a little, it's like a whole,
anyway,
it's kind of like a tale.
He was a little kid, and he grew up to be Mark Hamill. I mean, who doesn't want to grow up to be Mark Hamill? Which, by the way, if you haven't seen Kingsman, Mark Hamill's in it. And it's
oh,
great.
Yeah, that was good.
Really? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
It was pretty good.
I wanted to see it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, now there's more incentive.
And if you didn't know, it's based on a comic. Hmm?
Which we actually have.
Yeah, and it's better than the comic. It's really, really good.
Colin Firth really is good.
I keep hearing like rave reviews about it, and I just haven't gotten there
yeah.
yet.
Samuel Jackson's also very good in that.
I just can't deal with all this killing and this blood. I just want to make them want to throw up.
And he's like, you people talk funny.
It is super, super funny. I just don't understand the chick with the metal legs, like the sword legs, how she walks. Like,
yeah, because it's kind of
but they're
like,
based on like real... Like
yeah, you know how they have like those like stilt things.
Yeah, like the dude who got yelled at in the Olympics for having them. Remember that?
There's actually a woman, a pop star, that I think has something similar to that. They look like gigantic spikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she still manages.
It's still better than the troll from the third Hobbit that had the maces for legs.
Oh my gosh, that was so
I was like,
ridiculous.
Like he's just like wobbling around. I'm like, how did he even get there? If he's just like.
It took him the whole first movie, the whole second movie. He arrived in the third.
How did he know exactly where to go? He was just like, ESP. Like he lives near Watertown
yeah.
and was just right. like, I think there's something going on over here. I should tell everybody else.
Yeah.
Just don't think about that movie. Right. Or it just unravels.
Right. It's the movie where, what did I say? It's like everybody's playing D&D and they all crit
especially
and
Legolas
min-max
with,
everything.
Yeah. Like jumping on those.
And
like,
it's like, I'm jumping up falling rocks.
Yeah, that was a little much. I thought it was good, but that was a little much with the jumping rocks.
Yeah.
And like, there were things that I didn't understand why they did. Like, when all the dwarves made the big shield wall and then all the elves just jumped over them. And I'm like, why didn't you just archer things, like stand on their shoulders and archery them to death.
Yeah.
No, we're going to jump over and swing swords, but...
We're going to talk unnecessary. Can we bring up that guy whose name I think is Alfred or whatever, but he's the one that was, like, shoving gold coins down his, like, dress.
Yeah!
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what? What?
Like, this wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
No. Yeah. It was weird, but cool. All right, so what's on the agenda for Ladies Night next month?
We are reading Lady Killer number 1 and Postal number 1.
Cool.
Postal, I reviewed the last time you, Ken, and I.
Didn't we do Lady Killer before that, though? I think you did both of them, didn't you?
Not the same time.
I thought you did
both.
But
I talked about Lady Killer, I think, the first one of the new year.
Okay.
And then the Postal, I talked about the last one we did.
Which was really crazy. I read it at home. I was like, what?
Isn't that good, though? It was really good. It's good.
It was. It actually reminded me semi-Stephen King-y. Now that kind of talked about Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
Or Joe Hilly.
Joe Hilly.
Joe Rolling Mountains. I just love that in one of the last issues of Lock and Key, they're playing magic. Like, they're legitly playing magic in the issue. Like, you should buy it for Mike, because he would love it.
Like, he doesn't read, so...
Yeah,
but there's pictures of
Mike, get him into comics! Come on, Amanda.
Come on, try.
I'll see what I can do.
Right. And, like, they're just sitting there, and he's like, oh, I tap this, and blah, blah, blah. And you're just like,
in the last trade.
Magic. I think it's in the it's either in the Alpha or Omega issue. It's one of the two.
Again.
I was just like,
I probably at the time, so I'm like, haha. No, I don't remember because it was for Virgo.
You're like,
It left a lasting impression.
I read too many things.
I was also super impressed and kind of had like a flutter moment when Kelly Sue DeConnick talked about magic for like a brief second.
Yeah.
I was like, she plays magic, or she at least knows magic.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
She brought out that foam finger.
I know, right?
That I need.
Oh yeah. So
$5.
People who read Bitch Planet, there's things for sale on the back, and they're actually
those are real
for
ads.
Sale.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them.
Right.
She said, please do not order the signature one because that is awful for them.
Right. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe she'll send one back in the with all the books.
She is sending posters, and she said everyone nominated me to be in charge of handing them out. I'm like, okay.
Well, that was going to happen either way. So.
That's true, right?
I did tell her you like kind of lead the group, so.
Yeah.
But,
cool.
Rant?
I need a foam finger.
I kind of do, too. I really hope she sends a couple of them.
Non-compliant foam finger.
I really want to give it to my wife, and then every time she gets mad at me, just be like, boom!
I'll
be like,
I said I was going to keep it by my bedside, and whenever Mike made me mad, I was just going to lift it up and show him.
We should just make a mass order of
but
them.
Then we like to just play, be fun, and do it anyway.
Right.
Like,
then you'll have a finger war, and they'll break.
I need to get one for my boss's girlfriend, too, like Todd's girlfriend, Amanda. She would totally. She would be, like, all day. All day wearing that thing. So. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this special edition of the Toddcast.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you guys enjoyed everything.
It was epic.
Best day ever.
Mm-hmm.
And now I got to figure out how to top it for next year.
Yeah.
I know, right? So, cool. Thanks, guys, and good night.
Night.
Night.